is the first choice in our institution. Again, just to try, you know, to verify in some other studies what happened in the decision-making about delayed, immediate, one or two stages, fat grafting nowadays, and ADM, that is another, you know, device that is entering the marketing strongly and push everyone to try to use this new device. So, delayed, why? If there are no reason, if there is not a, you know, patient asking for it, we prefer to start with a temporary tissue expander. In any case, two stages is the best choice for many reasons. One of them is that in the second stage, I can improve my final result. Again, discuss indication and contra regarding radiation with implant with your patient, going there in every details in order to be sure that you can receive an informed consent very, very well defined and detailed. Nonsense in this, you know, some paper, why deflating and reinflating the expander before radiotherapy? You know, there are some studies showing something that they prefer to do that. We are now starting an investigation to evaluate if the expander really affects the radiotherapy. Seems, according to our radiotherapy, that it doesn't exist at all, this risk, you know. But so we decided to use a time zero, where you put inside the expander without any CC of saline solution, completely filled and deflated. In the third time, we make a normal simulation with CT scan in order to evaluate the radiation distribution. So we started recently. We don't have data. It's an ongoing study, but seems to be that there is no difference. Seems to be that when we have the full field expander, is the best way to treat the patient. So no reason to deflate. Fat grafting, good tool, but we need more data, you know, not only about the reshaping, but above all about the problem related with cancer cell growth. And ADM, few data in the literature, no with radiotherapy, for the simple reason we need a good blood supply